Zimbabwe is alive tonight with hope and relief after Robert Mugabe resigned as president. The 93-year-old finally gave way today to overwhelming pressure. John Ray of Independent Television News is in Harare and begins our coverage.
Joy unconfined. What had become a titanic battle of wills between an entire nation and just one man settled at last. It is a victory for the people. And tonight they are celebrating a rebirth.
I'm super, super excited that Mugabe is gone. We have been suffered for a long, long, long time. So we are super excited. 37 years. 37 years in power.
This is the man who murdered 20,000 people.
The end came as a special sitting of parliament began his impeachment. Still, Mugabe could not himself utter the words, "I resign." Instead, a letter arrived. A confused huddle of officials, and then uproar. Its contents was read by Parliament Speaker.
I, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, in terms of Section 96, Subsection 1 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, hereby formally tender my resignation as the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe with immediate effect.
As word spread, they came running, hundreds of them across the square in central Harare that has become a focus for protest.
It is as if a 37-year shadow has been lifted from their lives. They can barely bring themselves to believe it. Robert Mugabe is no longer their president.
It is exactly 1 week since the military moved in, and 2 nights since his last bizarre public appearance. Mugabe alone, a man out of time. The last time Harare celebrated like this, it was to greet Robert Mugabe as their new leader in a land he'd liberated from white minority rule. This is a second liberation. Every bit is special.
That report from John Ray of Independent Television News. We'll address Zimbabwe in greater detail after the news summary.